Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. And not only am I always ready to talk business, I get excited to talk about business. I enjoy talking about business. Business is just an incredible adventure that we can all live. And there are many philosophies, there are many ways to do business, there are many ways to think about business. There is no one way. The way that is the right way is the way that works for you. And you hear a lot about positive mental attitude, important. You hear a lot about visualization and dreaming and making it happen. That's important. But for business success, you can't just be a dreamer. You can't just think about what you want to do. You have to actually do it. How many times have you heard in your life, you know, I could have bought that property for a song. They built a mall on it 10 years later, and I could have made a fortune. You know, I saw this product that they came out with. I thought about that product years ago. Well, why didn't you do something? Why didn't you buy that piece of property? You can't just be a dreamer. You can't just make a business plan, sit it on your desk and go, it'll be okay. I've made a business plan. You have to work the business plan. You can't just dream it. If you're not in action, if you're not updating your thinking all the time, if you're not improving your plan, if you don't know what you're doing today, if you aren't doing it and looking to do what you can do tomorrow, nothing really happens. How many times have you heard me say, it's the easiest time to get in business, but it is the hardest time to stay in business? Dreamers don't just stay in business. Dreamers who are in action, dreamers who create, dreamers who are not afraid, dreamers who step out and are aggressive and take charge are people who succeed. At the same time, being conservative, making sure they have a backup plan, making sure that they're not betting the business on one roll of the dice. So if you want to be successful, dream, plan, envision. That's how you got started. But it's not enough. That's just the first step. The second step is putting it in place. And then once you have the dream and you put it in place and you look at it and you see, is it the right dream? Am I doing the right thing? If it's not the right way to do business, you've got to be able not to have an ego and say, I'll carry through with this no matter what. Put it aside. End it. Close it down. Start another dream. Not every idea that we have works. Some of them don't. But that doesn't mean that you don't try. It doesn't mean that you don't come up with new things. It doesn't mean that you get discouraged because you had what you thought was the greatest idea in the world that didn't work. When you do that and when you pull your thoughts in and when you get so conservative that you're not doing anything, remember what the competition's doing. They're just breathing down your neck. They want to take your business from you. You have to be out there. So conservative, so that we're not just betting the business. Aggressive, so that we're trying new ideas. When the ideas don't work, we don't do it anymore. We find another idea. So what you want to have is you want to have a core base of business that's really successful. And then what you want to do is you want to go and see how far you can go. You can go as far as you can dream and implement. There is nothing stopping you. The only thing that's stopping you is, come on, what's the answer? You know the answer is you. You will be as successful as you want to be and work at it, and you will not be successful if you don't. And, of course, there is a component here to this, and that is a lot of hard work goes into being successful. You can't just sit back and say, oh, I'll just wave my magic wand and it'll happen. No, it doesn't happen that way. It takes a lot of effort, a lot of work, a lot of rejection, a lot of success. It's all in the mix. So let's make it happen. is Howard LeWinter, and I'm not dreaming. I can see your success, and I can see your further success just around the corner. Let's make it happen. And I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.